John Baker, Martin Boozer, and Jeff King may have to look elsewhere for their January Iditarod training. The Bethel-based Kuskokwim 300 sled dog race may be a thing of the past. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning-Barnes has more.
It's an event that has brought the biggest mushing names in the world to remote Bethel, Alaska for the last 32 years. But the race committee says there will not be a race in 2012 unless a race manager can be found soon. It's been a few months since the race committee started looking for a permanent replacement for former manager Casey Stockdale, who moved on to another job. And besides some temporary help, no one has stepped up to take the reins. In a meeting on Friday, the race committee called the situation a crisis.
We don't have any options, really, in terms of trying to put the race on without a manager.
Longtime race chairman Myron Angstman. He says although they rely on more than 100 volunteers every year, the manager is vital.
We are, for the most part, kind of out of business, you know, you might say, because even if somebody came along now, it would be nip and tuck if we could get them up to speed, because the things that need to happen, payroll and tax payments and all those kind of things, are not things that just everybody knows how to do.
That includes oversight of the organization's state nonprofit gaming permit. Angstman says filling the position isn't a new problem, the committee's noticed. He says the last few times they've looked for a new manager, they received just a couple of applicants. Angstman says the job is definitely not for everyone. There's a fair amount of stress that comes with the position, especially in January.
We depend on our manager to put on a major sporting event with volunteer help. And that's a high responsibility.
And the pay could be a factor, too. The job pays a part-time salary of $40,000. Although most of the work is in the winter, there are minor day-to-day tasks year-round. Angstman says there's no health insurance or retirement plan, but the manager does get a truck, a snow machine, a cell phone, and internet.
We've always considered our race manager to be a person who has stepped forward, and there's a sort of an element of volunteerism in it, helping out our race to go forward. And that's the kind of person we're looking for.
In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning-Barnes.